This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم ومن لا يجب داعي الله فليس بمعجز في الأرض وليس له من دونه أولياء ومن لا يجب داعي الله فليس بمعجز في الأرض وليس له من دونه أولياء ومن لا يجب داعي الله فليس بمعجز في الأرض وليس له من دونه أولياء أولئك في ضلال
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Verse number 32 of Surah Al-Ahqaf, chapter number 46, reads as, وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءِ أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. This ayah is very interesting, and it has a very interesting story. Its meaning first, that it says like somebody is saying to another. Somebody is giving an advice to another person or persons. And he who does not respond to da'i Allah, to the caller of Allah, فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. then such person cannot escape on earth from the punishment of Allah. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And in case that Allah wants to punish him, he will not find any supporter or protector besides him. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Such people will be in plain and manifest error. What do we have here? The story begins from ayah number 29 of Surah Al-Ahqaf. There is an entire chapter as well which was revealed to confirm this story. It is Surah Al-Jinn, which is addressing the event when a group of the jinn were traveling across the desert and they heard the recitation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Quran. So they descended, they paused, they listened to his recitation, they enjoyed it, and they recognized that this is the final revelation to mankind. They acknowledged that they believed in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they went back to their people to give them da'wah as well. So here in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 29, Allah the Almighty says, O Muhammad, remember, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا. In Surah Al-Jinn, they said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَنْ نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. They said, indeed, we've listened to an amazing Quran. It guides to the straight path and to guidance. So we definitely believe in it. And we will never associate with our Lord any in worship. Here, Allah says, remember when we drove, when we sent, so it was arranged by the Almighty Allah, a group of the jinn to listen to your recitation. فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ. And when they heard it, when they listened to it, they said, listen, listen. أَنْصِتُوا. Listen carefully and listen attentively. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. And when the recitation was finished, they believed in it. And they followed this messenger. And they recognized that this is the final messenger. And they went back to their people, to their fellow jinn, munzirin, to give them da'wah and to warn them that if you do not listen to this Quran, if you do not follow this prophet, you know what is going to happen to you. قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. The following ayah, ayah number 30. They said, our people, the jinn, those group of the jinn who heard and listened attentively to the beautiful recitation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the Quran when he was returning from the journey of At-Ta'if. And he stood up in prayer and he was reciting. So they enjoyed the recitation. They paused. And they already decided on the spot to believe. And once they believed in the oneness of Allah and in the message of Muhammad, peace be upon him, they started giving da'wah immediately. They said to their people, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِن بَعْدِ مُوسَى. We've heard another revelation was sent down after the book of Moses, peace be upon him. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Confirming the messages which were revealed before, whether the Gospel or the Torah or Az-Zabur. يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. This beautiful revelations which we heard, it guides to the truth and to the straight path which we're looking for. And then they said to their people, to the fellow jinn, يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. Our people, respond to the caller of Allah. Who's the caller of Allah here? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You mean that Muhammad's message sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only to the human beings, it was also addressing the jinn as well? Absolutely true. So the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was linnasi kaffa, for all mankind, with all the different languages, mother tongues, and ethnicities, and also to the jinn kind. Those who believed from among the jinn, they gave da'wah to their people. And the Quran says they returned to them munzirin, warning them, this is serious. If you don't believe in him, then you should expect a severe torment to afflict you. And he said, What they said to them, whoever does not respond to the call of Allah, فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Where can you go? You can never escape from Allah or His punishment. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And no one will be able to help him nor support him. No protectors besides Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So these verses of Surah Al-Ahqaf, along with the entire surah of Surah Al-Jinn, confirm fact number one. The message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing both human beings and the jinn kind. Fact number two, as it is stated in Surah Al-Jinn, وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ. The jinn kind are like humans exactly. Some of whom are believers and some of whom are astray. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all rightly guided on the straight path and make us benefit of this glorious guidance of the word of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.